Now back to the Sandy Patty interview on Streets of Gold.
You've done so many songs, Sandy, in your career. And earlier we talked with Wayne Watson about the duet you did with him Another Time, Another Place.
Mm-hmm.
What's your memory of doing that duet with him?
When I heard that song, and again, you know, it's kind of sit down with the producers and a listening project, and okay, is this going to work? Is this song going to work? We heard that song, and I thought, my first thought was, that would really be a cool duet. And then my second thought was, because the harmony would have to be the guy singing it, we needed somebody, you know, with a high voice that had, you know, just kind of that edge to it. And honestly, we all just looked around at each other and said, it's got to be Wayne Watson. I mean, there was just no question. So he came in and recorded it, and it was the right person at the right time for the right song.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear we left behind, but it must be in another time. Oh, there'll be an everlasting light shining up pure as holy white, and every fear will be erased, but it must be in another place. Oh,
I'm
your songs, Patty, are so powerful to hear them and so spiritual. You recorded Via Dolorosa, Easter song. How did that production happen? How did that recording actually, how did you come to the decision to record that song?
You know, again, it was one of those really, really uniquely poetic songs. And I guess what I mean by that is I think sometimes songwriters feel like we have to complete the story. We have to introduce the story, we have to tell the story, and we have to complete the story in 5 minutes. But one thing that I was very intrigued by this song is it did not complete the story within the song. It was, you know, simply about Jesus carrying the cross down the Via Dolorosa, which means the way of sorrows. And I personally gravitated to that because I always think in terms of programming. And so my thought was immediately, okay, that is a great song to help begin to tell a story with other songs. And so you can do Via Dolorosa and then talk about the old rugged cross. And then especially when Larnell Harris was with me, we could sing a song called I've Just Seen Jesus. But the intriguing part of Via Dolorosa for me was just how artistic it was with just a powerful lyric. And then because it said Via Dolorosa, which is actually more Latin, I think, than Spanish, but I had the idea of maybe we sing part of that in Spanish because it really lent itself to that. So that's kind of how that all grew.
Down the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem that day, the soldiers tried to clear the narrow street, but the crowd pressed in to see the man condemned to die on Calvary. He was bleeding from a beating. There were stripes upon his back, and he wore a crown of thorns upon his head. And he bore with every step the scorn of those who cried out for his death. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way of suffering, like a lamb came the Messiah, Christ the King. But he chose to walk that road out of his love for you and me. Down the Via Dolorosa, all the way to Calvary. Por la Via Dolorosa, triste día en Jerusalén, los soldados le abrían paso a Jesús. Mas la gente se acercaba para ver al que llevaba aquella cruz. Por la Via Dolorosa, que es la vía del dolor, como abeja vino Cristo, Rey y Señor. Y fue por
is finished, he said. We had watched as his life ebbed away.
Then we all stood around till the guards took him down. Joseph begged for his body that day.
It was late afternoon when we got to the tomb, wrapped his body and sealed up the grave.
So I know how you feel, his death was so real. But please listen and hear what I say.
I just seen Jesus. I tell you, he's alive. I've just seen Jesus. Our precious.
got a favorite, Sandy, of all the songs that you recorded? Are there several that just kind of, you know, stick in your memory as being just your personal favorite?
You know, while that's a little bit like asking, do I have a favorite kid? You know, it kind of depends on the time, season, right?
Yeah.
But I have to say, there's a song, it's an older hymn, His Eye Is on the Sparrow. That is still one of my absolute favorite, you know, gospel songs to sing.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven's home?
you've been around for a long time. I'd like to use the term, you're seasoned.
Thank you. That's a much better word than old.
But and you have seen, what I'm getting at is you have seen an awful lot of changes in music over these years. What's your thoughts about where Christian music in particular is these days when you hear it? What do you think of it versus then? Do you have any comments, any kind of illustrations or even any opinions on what music is doing these days?
You know, I've always been a fan of Christian gospel music, and it really has nothing to do with the musical style. When you think of it, music is personal taste, just music in and of itself. What makes Christian music, makes gospel music, is the lyric, is the message. And there are, under this big umbrella of gospel music, Christian music, there are so many different styles. And that is what I love about it so much. Because there are people who will go to, a Newsboys concert. That won't come to mind because the musical style is not to their tasting. But there are people who will come to mind that may not go to a Switchfoot concert. And what I love about that is there are many different musical styles that we can use, but it's the same message. And it's all about relating. And so I have to be attentive to the people who come to my concert and be attentive to how is the best way that this message is going to be communicated to them. And knowing the Switchfoot guys or the Newsboys guys or, the Ernie Haas group Signature Sound, I know that in conversations that we've all had, we all want to be attentive to our audiences and trust that the other people who aren't going to come to our audiences that will go to the others will hear the same message, but it will be related in a way that their audiences will understand and be open to. I think it's a huge responsibility, but it's what I love so much about gospel music.
Yeah.